ladies and gentlemen, to open this meeting of the Global Research Alliance on Agricultural Greenhouse Gases. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Honourable John Key, Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Thanks very much, Ambassadors, High Commissioners, Alliance Delegates, Distinguished Guests, my Ministerial colleagues, welcome to New Zealand. It gives me great pleasure to be opening this important meeting. I hope you like my attire. It was specifically chosen, I thought, and rather fitting for today, for the days ahead. Just a few months ago, the Global Research Alliance was an idea with a handful of backers. Today, as I look around and see 28 member countries represented here in Wellington, New Zealand, it's clear that it is an idea whose time has come. I'd also like to acknowledge the observers who are here. Your involvement is welcomed and represents an opportunity for us to take another step forward. The Global Research Alliance was launched in Copenhagen in December. For me, it was the highlight of what were often difficult and complex climate change negotiations. New Zealand is pleased to be hosting a group that spans all the continents and includes both developed and developing countries. We are here to face one of the defining challenges of the early 21st century: how to feed the world's growing population while at the same time limiting greenhouse gas emissions. The mission and purpose of the Global Research Alliance is clear: to allow more food to be produced while reducing the emissions intensity of that process. I'm not going to tell you that this mission will be easy to achieve, because quite simply it won't be. But by harnessing the collective talents of the people in the Alliance countries, I believe that there can be success. I want to take just a few moments, if I may, to talk about the scale of what we face. First, the world's population is growing. It is estimated that the world's food production will have to rise by 50% by 2030 to meet increasing demand. This is not just a big number, somewhere way off into the future that can be ignored. This number represents food that is needed for real people, and it's only 20 years away. Second, we must find ways to produce more food without growing greenhouse gas emissions. 14% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions are from agriculture, and that number is projected to grow. In New Zealand, agriculture accounts for almost half of our emissions, so this is an issue that we know very well. We have a highly unusual emissions profile for a developed country. No other developed country even comes close to having half of its emissions from agriculture. But having a high proportion of emissions from agriculture is not so uncommon for developing countries, and many of those countries are represented in this room today. We must find ways to handle the huge increase in food production that the world will need while reducing the emissions intensity of food production. That is the challenge that lies before this group. It's fair to say that food security has not been top of mind for the past couple of years. The global economic downturn and international efforts to agree a climate change framework have instead taken centre stage. It's also fair to say that the area of agriculture greenhouse gases has not been top of mind in terms of global climate change research. Very few viable mitigation options have been identified for the agriculture sector, and those that do exist can be technically difficult to implement and sometimes temporary in effect. By comparison, in the transport and energy sectors, governments and the private sector around the world have been hard at work developing green technologies. I believe research into emissions from agriculture deserves and needs more time, money and coordination devoted to it. Partly that is because I'm a New Zealander. As I said before, agriculture accounts for close to half of New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions. That reflects the strength of the primary sector in this country. We are efficient at producing food, and particularly in turning grass into valuable protein. It also reflects how carbon-friendly some of the other sectors of our economy are. For example, about 70% of our electricity is generated from renewable sources. So you can see why here in New Zealand, the issue of agricultural greenhouse gas emissions looms large in our minds. It is a big deal for us. It's also an important area of research for us because we have something to offer. We have a proud history of primary sector innovation and one that relies on our small population. New Zealand pioneered refrigerated transport in the late 19th century, sending sheep carcasses to the other side of the world. We also developed herringbone milking sheds and genomics to improve cow and bred and sheep breeding rates, and worked on new pasture breeds and varieties to make our farms more and more efficient. The government is making significant funding available for research into greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. That includes the New Zealand Centre for Agricultural Greenhouse Gas Research in Palmerston North, which you will have the opportunity to visit on Saturday. The centre is supported by $50 million of government funding over the next 10 years, on top of the $45 million we have committed to the Alliance in December last year. So I'm pleased that New Zealand is able to offer something to this Alliance. However, it will only be one offering amongst many, many others. Our countries all bring something to this table. The point of this Alliance is recognising that it is through collaboration and by pooling our expertise that we can get results. Just look around. We have scientists and policymakers here from many of the world's major countries. Together, you have access to an enormous pool of intellectual talent and science funding. The first meeting of the Global Research Alliance is very important to maintaining the momentum we established at Copenhagen. This alliance is a work in progress. Obviously, we all want to move forward as far as we can over the next few days, but we are not trying to resolve everything at this meeting. Many of the delegations here will need to reflect on the outcome of this meeting before committing themselves further. That is understood. Flexibility is the order of the day. There are too many examples of international negotiations in the fields of trade, security, and climate change itself running into gridlock. This is the last thing we want or need. The reality is that we have come together on a voluntary basis based on a common view of the need to accelerate research in this area. So we're all in it together. So on your journey home, I hope you will be able to reflect on a solid and productive session here in Wellington. A session that has taken the collective agriculture and research capability you represent a significant step closer to a future where the world can grow more food with fewer emissions. You have my best wishes as you come together for this meeting, and I wish you a very productive 3 days here in New Zealand. Thank you very much.